And right now, head coach Tom Ceratori is joining us. Tom, it seemed like every time Tech was ready to put that game away, you guys would score another one.
Yeah, we made it. We made it entertaining, I guess, Schultz. Yeah, that's the way I guess you got to look at it. But it's still, from our standpoint, it wasn't a great outing.
Well, the first two periods, I mean, boy, Michigan Tech, they were like you guys are oftentimes, really pressing, and they never let up on the gas pedal.
No, they were the better team, and we were chasing the game, and we were in a funk, and it looked like they were the home team, and that's what I saw from the bench.
When the opposition's forecheck is that good and you're just having a hard time getting the puck out of the zone, what can you do different?
No, I mean, you've just got to do things a little quicker. I mean, the biggest thing is hopefully you can manage the puck and get the puck in their zone a little bit and take a little heat away from our defensemen and take a little heat away from their forecheck. I mean, that's what you want to do. But you just got to weather some storms.
What was the deal with the end of faceoff penalty hand pass thing?
Did
you get an explanation on that?
You know what? I honestly, I don't want to get into it because they might fine me $100,000, okay?
it took a while, you know, that's for sure.
Like, and again, it's nothing major, but like, yeah, I don't really want, let's not even go there right now because I really don't want to, I don't want to be that guy. I've never really have been that guy with the refs. And again, it's nothing major, but I just thought it was mishandled, period.
Sam Selinski had been injured and out of the lineup for quite a while. I'm sure his legs aren't quite back to where they need to be, but what does getting him back into your lineup mean for your team long term?
We'll see. I mean, there's competition now. I mean, there's just a lot of competition for spots.
See you tomorrow night, Tom.
All right.
Tom Ceratori, head coach of the Beavers, here on our Paul Bunny Communications postgame show.